And now this is a dictation for Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-A, PIC, P as in Paul, E-A-K, July 7, 78. Address as a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, I talked to Melissa Peak for progressive renal failure. I have not seen her since October 2020. As you know, she has prior documented lupus nephritis biopsy treated with immunosuppressants. I talked to her on the phone to make plans. She's been having a dry cough since December. Is my understanding chest X-ray has been negative. CAT scan also negative, no IV contrast. There were two isolated nodules, two small nodules, unlikely to be any malignancy, supposed to have pulmonary function test on the next few days, was treated empirically with prednisone for 40 milligrams for about 7 days, some improvement of the cough, but later on, recurrence of that and worse. There has been also some symptoms of esophageal reflux for what patient has been taking Pepsi. Off and on Breo inhalers. In June of this year, diagnosis of macular degeneration, worse on the right comparing to the left. Supposed to take eye vitamins, no injections. Feeling tired all the time. Some hair loss. Question skin rash, which she blames since she got coronavirus April last year, 2021. At this moment, no mucosal abnormalities or joint inflammatory changes. There is a relatively new back pain, which she thinks is related to the persistent cough without any radiation. Presently, no edema, weight at home 182 to 185, denies chest pain or pleuritic discomfort, denies orthopnea PND, the cough is worse on lying down, other review system is negative, no anti-inflammatory agents, blood pressure at home 125-85, remains on Plaquenil and blood pressure Losartan and HCTC. Is my understanding the eye exam has not shown Plaquenil damage. She weaned herself off antidepressants a few years back. I requested a kidney ultrasound, 9 centimeters on the right, 9.2 on the left, without evidence of obstruction, a simple cyst on the left side, no evidence of urinary retention. She's able to empty completely. I repeat chemistries and it shows persistent creatinine elevation, stabilizing around 3 for a GFR around 17 with a normal potassium elevated bicarbonate, low sodium 134, normal glucose calcium. There is 3 plus of blood in the urine and 100 of protein. Greasing albumin low at 3.4, a normal calcium, PTH mild elevated at 89, and anemia 11.3, normal white blood cell platelets, normal phosphorus, baseline creatinine 1.8 to 2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, a change of kidney function, a number of symptoms, potentially for lupus activity, the persisting of the cough, concerned about the hematuria proteinuria, has a background of CKD from prior lupus nephritis, There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, a stable anemia without external bleeding. I started her empirically on prednisone 60 milligrams. We are arranging for a renal biopsy through radiologists in Midland, which is going to happen tomorrow at 7 in the morning. With that, we will decide it if there is acute activity that might benefit from more aggressive medications, including intravenous olumedrol. And potentially a second agent. She understands the risk of the renal biopsy and is willing to proceed. I believe some of her symptoms of cough likely relates to the same process. Interesting that complement levels and antinuclear antibody has been negative 20 years back at the time of lupus biopsy on the lupus nephritis at the time of, at the time of the renal biopsy showing lupus nephritis, and same situation is right now, complements are normal and antinuclear antibody remains negative. We'll see what the biopsy shows, end of dictation.